is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. It is Thursday, and you are listening to The Pulse 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And let's see, we have a great show lined up for you today. We're going to, Steve Freeman is with us, as well as Tracy. So hello, you guys.
Hello.
Yes, and then we will be joined in a little bit after our first break with Donna from down in Delaware. Can't wait to see what's up her sleeve today. And then at the top of the hour, our very own beer advisor, shall we say, craft beer advisor, Michael Helpley Pierce, MHP, will be joining us with his friend Bill Walden from Odd Brewing.
Oddball Brewing. I love that name.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
And then we're going to end the show with just talking to MHP, because he has some things that are in the works, and I just wanted to give him a chance to talk about the brewery that he's starting and where exactly he's at with that project and all that.
Yeah, so it'd be good to hear about that.
So
you love my sexy head cold voice?
I know.
Love it.
I'm hearing myself back and I'm thinking, yeah, it doesn't sound too good. Sorry.
It's all good. I know, it's like been lingering, you know, on and off every day.
Well, but the weather can't make up its mind. It's kind of confusing to our bodies and the germs and everything that are out there, too.
Well, next
Wednesday. Oh, and J-Dog's in the house today.
Hi, J-Dog.
Afternoon?
Oh, yeah. Afternoon.
What about next week?
It's supposed to be temperatures almost in the 60s.
65 Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
I heard. Yeah. Crazy.
We'll going up it. a couple of degrees every day.
Awesome. Spring is coming early.
It is.
Yay.
I always say, me either.
I know. I always say when you make it to St. Patty's Day, that's like my end of winter, St. Patty's Day. It's like, you know, if you made it that far, it should be, you know, and then if we get something after that, it usually goes away pretty quickly.
Yeah, if you grew up in New England, St. Patty's Day is your end of your winter.
It is.
I grew up in Oklahoma, March was never considered the end of winter. Really? Like, beginning of February, maybe end of February latest.
Really?
Yes. March was spring, like, before March. So, but I've been here long enough that I should be used to that by now.
We could get snow for Mother's Day. You never know.
It's true. You never know.
And then
it's
be wearing shorts and flip-flops, you know, the day after.
I did get a pedi yesterday because normally I don't get my spring pedi until it's much nicer. But there have been a couple flip-flop days.
There has been.
I got my spring pedi early.
Good for you.
I am ready for flip-flops.
You can always get a touch-up in 6 weeks. We'll be happy to see you again.
Right.
Guess where I was this morning, Steve? Daryl and I.
A co-op?
No.
A great place for breakfast?
No.
Keep guessing.
Looking for
one more chance.
I've already found my house.
Looking for.
We already found it. We're all good. Got the keys, everything. We're all good.
The Stone Distributors?
We were at the executive for our commit to get fit assessment.
Excellent. How was
that? Tonight is our first class at 6:30.
Okay.
So today's my last day of eating.
No, you have a week left to prepare yourself, and then
your last day of eating.
No, they said the cleanse is going to start tomorrow.
Did you start your class last week?
No, tonight.
I'm pretty sure you have a week. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You have a week to prepare. They'll talk about it, give you some grocery lists, some pointers, some vegetable.
Yeah, because it does take time.
Yeah,
to prepare yourself mentally and physically.
You definitely have a week because you have to quit cigarettes, any kind of smoking. Caffeine, you have to wean yourself off a week. You have a week.
Oh, okay. See my trainer this morning.
So get your alcohol in now.
Yes, because you got to go sober too. But I try to discourage the thought of I can't eat anymore. I have to change my way of thinking and eating so I can eat better for myself.
Changing your habits.
And drink less alcohol and things of that sort. Yeah. And when I've, over the past few years that I've done these programs and convinced myself to do more, I've trained myself to put it in your head. Whatever you want in your life, put it in your head, believe in yourself, and it comes true. So tell yourself, I can do this. I can go sober. I can learn to live on 2,000 calories a day.
2,000 calories? That's a lot, isn't it?
Well, for a guy, ladies, I think it's 1,600 maybe, which I don't know why, but...
You know,
Your body needs less to metabolize your breathing, your sleeping even. Every day you have to, your body requires a certain amount of calories to just do its barely minimum functions.
Right.
And even if you're sitting, and that minimum is like 1,200 for women.
Well, you'll find out next week exactly what your body requires based on your height, your weight, your age, your blood pressure.
I have it all. They went over all that
today. Oh, so you have it now, yeah.
I have it now.
And it's pretty surprising what the calories are, right?
Mine are, for me right now, if I maintain 1,369 calories, I wouldn't lose any weight.
You'd maintain, yeah.
Right, exactly. And that's not very many calories. That's like
it's not.
Nothing. So when I was doing really, really well, I made sure I did not have more than 1,200 calories a day, and I made sure I burned a total for the whole day 2,300 calories. So if you burn 1,000 calories more a day than you actually eat,
right,
you will lose 2 pounds a week.
Yep. And that's what it's all about.
It's math.
So if you have trouble reducing your consumption, you have to increase your participation.
Right.
Sounds easy.
Okay. Well, just in my assessment this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, now you know the situation. You know, you're upstairs and there's like little booths, like, you know. So
yeah.
Daryl's in one booth. I'm in the other. We're at different, you know, stages of it. You know,
right.
both there together. He had his own trainer. I had mine. And then he's in the one... where they're doing the sit-ups and the push-ups and the step-up. I'm like, oh, crap.
That was part of your assessment? Do they take like a baseline to see how many you can do in a certain amount of time?
Yep.
Exactly.
And then you will be amazed at where you are in 13 weeks, because I was, even though I didn't feel like I gave 110%, I was like, I made progress. That's the best part about it, is at the end of it, whether you lose 1 pound or 30 pounds, you're like, I did 16 more sit-ups, really? And 12 more push-ups? Wow.
Okay, so you do that whole assessment again at the end.
Yep, and a blood test.
Yeah, we did all that this morning.
Yeah. They do a blood test?
Yeah.
It's very comprehensive.
Serious.
They test your cholesterol.
Cholesterol,
your lipids,
good cholesterol, bad.
Your
EKG.
Blood sugar.
Yep. Everything. So is this like backed by a physician?
Genovix is the name of the
I don't
program.
Know if it's backed by a physician, but I'm quite certain they've worked. This isn't just the gym putting this together. They've worked with scientists, nutritionists, and all those people to make sure they're really doing a great assessment. Yeah, I was impressed with the assessment compared to the last assessment I had, which looked like an infant's play school toys to measure the fatness around me and stuff. I'm like, that, how does that work? Where this is, you know, it's not electricity, but they hooked you up to this device that's putting something through your body to measure your water resistance, your blood resistance, and all these factors. And what that did is it determines how much you can burn for calories.
Right.
It's really awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The information.
Yeah. It was,
so it'd be a great place for somebody who would go that was really starting at ground zero and is afraid to maybe even exercise because it's really monitored.
I would definitely encourage it because it was very comprehensive, the analysis they begin with and end with, and as well as the 13 weeks you're in it. I've done a few of these other things where it's, you know, just stay focused on it, where they every week it's a classroom and you gel with your classmates and you encourage each other, and you'll do great because you have a spouse to do it with, a partner, whatever the word is. So you're going to hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Plus, I see what you're cooking every night on dinner, which is what I love. One of the things I love about Facebook, one of the few things, is to see what my friends are cooking or the fun things they're doing.
I'm hoping I'll still be able to incorporate our Blue Apron and plated.
You should be able to do a lot of that. You just may have to modify how they send you. Because I've been having some dinners with a friend who's doing Blue Apron and fresh plate, fresh now.
Yeah, something like
Jamie Oliver's thing. And they're delicious and healthy spirited, but they're not calorie weak.
Right.
They're pretty intense calories.
They are.
One thing we had, I was like, this is 1,200 calories, and this is a snack.
Wow.
So it was like...
it's a whole day, pretty much.
That was the dinner. Yeah, I was like,
Our plated and Blue Apron, they average about between 600 and 700 calories for
that's
dinner.
Not too bad.
So I'm hoping it's going to be doable because we really enjoy doing that. So
what I learned through that program is, I mean, pile on the greens. You cannot ever eat too many greens. Right. So I eat greens 3-5 times a day now. You know, a breakfast smoothie, two cups of spinach, and 2 cups of spinach, 25 calories, tons of iron, protein, all these great minerals and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I never saw my, and I changed the way I have breakfast now. I actually want to do it next time I'm on TV, show the people who watch. I actually saute a ton of vegetables now and drop some eggs on it. That's my breakfast. Mm. I got rid of the toast, got rid of the bacon, the sausages, the prosciutto, all those things I love, and I am happy as a pig in mud.
So tell me an example of what you throw in there.
Oh,
and then you scramble an egg over it, basically?
No, I always
tell
poach my eggs.
Okay.
My sister brings me farm fresh eggs every couple of weeks she visits, which are the best eggs I've ever had. So that it begins with a great egg. Sauteed greens like collard greens, Swiss chard, rainbow chard, spinach, sprouts. There's a couple of different types of sprouts, mushrooms, peppers. I always add in some tomatoes because they're bland as crazy in the winter. So you saute them a bit. And I cook it all within about 4 minutes because after 4 minutes, you're cooking out the nutrients. Mm-hmm. I always cook it in coconut oil, put it in a big bowl. I finish it. Before I plate it, I always throw in some ginger, shallots, garlic, lemon juice, plate it, drop the poached eggs on top of it. And one of my new favorite foods is hot sesame oil, which is just so great with that pile of greens.
Ooh, yum.
So good. And then the yolk spreads all over the greens. And I don't miss toast. I don't miss jelly, butter. And, so I've got like 100 calories and I'm stuffed for 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
And on the weekend, I tend to want to eat all day long. because it's
a different routine.
It's totally different routine.
You know, and that's where I get all messed up.
So I treat myself on the weekends to these great healthy meals because I have time to relax. And I don't want to cook like that and run out the door. Enjoy it. But back to that sesame oil. If you are going to buy sesame oil, read the ingredients. You want sesame oil and real chili, not chili flavor, but real chili peppers.
So where did you find yours?
At the Asian market.
Oh, okay.
Actually, at any good grocery store sells sesame oil. Market Basket has it, but the ones they sell have natural chili flavor, which means it's beaver's tail or whatever. So the brand I bought is sesame oil and chiles. And it's just such a great heat. And heat is good for you. It helps you increase your metabolism. It's all good for you.
You're getting a little better though.
I am.
You
I
are.
Am.
You know what I consider hot now was inferno 10 years ago. So your body does learn to your body adjusts to it. You know, Tabasco when I first started having it was like, wow, this is hot. And now it's like a glass of orange juice. It's very
I used to not
digestible.
Even like pepper, like ground pepper, because it was too spicy for me. And now I love it, and I pile it on. But
hot sesame
much.
Oil is one of my favorite new
Yum.
Foods.
Yum. All right, you are listening to The Pulse. Let's just talk about today's food holiday. We're going to go on a break, and we'll hear from Donna. Today's food holiday, it is International School Meals Day.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It's also Mulled Wine Day. National Cold Cuts Day, really?
Yeah.
National Cold Cuts Day. And it's also World Salt Awareness Week.
All right.
So. Wow, I cannot believe how many food holidays there are.
Isn't it crazy?
It's probably crazy. More than that. That's just a few that you picked, probably.
No, they're right here.
No,
usually, yeah.
So did you say mulled wine?
Mulled wine with citrus. Day. Oh, I'm sorry. National Mulled Wine Day. And then they have a recipe, mulled wine with citrus as a recipe.
I don't know what that is. Do you? Steve?
I'm not really sure.
I think of cider when you think of mulling, but it's, I bet you it's popular in Germany and parts of Europe where they brew the wine with mulling spices. So cardamom, cinnamon, juniper, cloves. So it's a very flavorful wine.
All right. You are listening to The Pulse. We are going to go on a break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Joining us is Steve Freeman, Wake the Health Up America. And we're going to go right into Donna because she is all ready for us. So welcome, Donna.
What time is it? Game time.
What time is it?
Game time.
Kenny Dawson's house. Kenny Dawson's house. That's right.
You have an entourage.
How y'all doing?
I think that's Teddy back there. We're good.
How y'all been feeling?
Good. You?
Some of us are feeling good.
You know, sweet 16, hey 19. Donna's like 21. No, Donna ain't 21, but it's all good, you know. She's still fine as wine. I get better with time, just like fine wine. How y'all been?
We're good. So your week was okay?
Yes. My week was eventful, you know. I did a lot of things that, you know, you have the woo-saw moments because I went and made some meatballs, y'all.
Ooh.
Made me some meatballs for a party. And
okay.
So when I got to the party, you know, me being the friendly type of person that I am, you know.
No.
Yeah. So I go to greet this lady, and she told me that she don't do handshakes. Well, I told her I don't do ugly attitudes, and I just rolled on out of there.
Oh,
and went to the Cracker Barrel. Don't play with me. Why people so mean?
I don't do ugly attitudes. I love that. You need to patent that. That is going in my kitchen for my boys to see.
Yeah. You know, you don't do handshakes. Well, I don't do ugly attitudes. People don't, it don't make no sense. People got to be so mean and so nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I looked at her like she had 6 feet and high five eyeballs and told her going to go somewhere.
Well, you should have told her, I only do hugs then. You should have given her a big, tight
that,
hug.
You know, bad karma. When people touch, when mean and nasty people touch you, that rubs off. I don't like bad karma. I went on about my business. I let her be mean. You let them be mean and nasty where they at. Key.
Whoa.
Amen.
So how's everybody doing?
Awesome. Very good.
Awesome. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You like my sexy cold voice, Donna?
You got a sexy cold voice?
Yeah.
What you been doing with it?
Trying to stay in bed and rest, but I don't do that very well.
No, you got to sweat that out.
You're supposed to be having tea with ginger. And
oh, right. I should have done that. I didn't do that.
Ginger, lemon, and sweat it out.
You told me last week.
Yep.
I didn't do that.
A spoonful of local cinnamon rolled in cinnamon. Local honey rolled in cinnamon when you get home.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing that.
And some ginger and sweat it on out.
Yep.
You do got a man at home, right?
I do.
All right. Sweat it on out.
I assume she means ask him to draw you a really hot tub and sweat it out.
I thought she meant to ask him to go for a run with me.
Yeah, go for a run. Yeah, run off the extra excess. Yes, do that. Because in here, it's empty nest. So we butt naked island. We do what we run around here.
I like the sound of that.
Now, we went from Gilligan's Island. We had the Skipper, Ginger, Marianne all rolled up in one in here. We went from Gilligan's Island to butt naked island.
Oh, my God.
You're on now.
Loving the visual.
Ready?
We're ready.
We are ready.
Lay on us.
All right, here we go. Well, in my soothsayer's voice, beware of the Isles of March. Just like Julius Caesar's boys tried to plot to take him out in March, I got all types of forces trying to kill my plan for my weight loss goal. Like those pecan caramel brownies that I made last Friday along with some fried fish. To Ted buy me Swedish fish, which we eat in bed watching my 600-pound life on TLC with 3 bags of microwave popcorn. That's a sin and a shame. And we just sitting out while I'm just sitting there getting grossed out by Big Booty Judy while chomping on my popcorn. It's just sad. But the silent killer this weekend, besides that nasty attitude, was ice cream. I had ice cream and a fresh waffle cone that I got from the UD Creamery. Now, that was my et tu Brutus. Tried to take me out. I was living on the edge. Yes, March Madness is all around me, but March is so forgiving, unlike my jeans. It comes in like a lion, roars, and goes out like a lamb. Since there's still some brutal days of winter left, when March starts, it's like a lion. But by the time March is over, the weather usually turns calm, and the days are spring like a lamb. That is what's happening around here. Y'all know it's cold around here right now. I'm still trying to enjoy some comfort food. But me being the shepherd of my waistline, because I got the shape, I got to get this, my shape back, I got me a slingshot for that March lion with the recipe of the week. March, you might be a chiller, but my shepherd pie is a fat killer. Here's what you'll need to tame that hungry beast. You'll need 1 pound of turkey sausage. You'll need 3 tablespoons of coconut oil. Yes, coconut oil is very good for you. You'll need 1 cup of low-sodium chicken broth. You'll need 1/2 cup of diced onions. You'll need 1 clove of garlic chopped. You'll need 1 tablespoon of poultry seasoning. You'll need 2 bags of fresh frozen vegetable mix. I use the ones that have the peas, the carrots, and the corn in it, and the string beans. Also, you're going to use some sea salt and some pepper to taste. You'll need 1 tablespoon of cornstarch. You'll need 1 to 2 pounds of sweet potatoes. I use 3 large ones so that I can smooth it. White sweet potatoes is what I use, white sweet potatoes. And also, you're going to use a quarter teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ginger, Tracy, 1/4 teaspoon of allspice. You'll need 3 more tablespoons of coconut oil. You're going to use a quarter cup of nutritional yeast. You're also going to use 3 tablespoons of palm sugar, aka coconut sugar, and you'll need a half a cup of coconut milk, and also 1 tablespoon of vanilla. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to place those sweet potatoes in some boiling water, and once they're done, you're going to drain that water off, and you're going to place those sweet potatoes in a bowl. Now, with your cinnamon, your clove, your ginger, your allspice, and your olive oil, which you're going to, and your nutritional yeast, and your butter, and your milk, your coconut milk, your sugar, and your vanilla, you're going to place that in a bowl. And with a hand mixer, you're going to mix it until smooth and creamy. You're going to add a little more milk if you need it. Then you're going to set that aside. And then in a large skillet, what you're going to do is you're going to place your sausage, a little more oil, your onion, your garlic, and you're going to let that brown. Once that has browned, you're going to pour your chicken stock in. And after you pour your chicken stock in, you're going to place that into a large casserole dish. You're going to mix in your vegetables that you have and your poultry seasoning, a little salt and pepper, and a little bit of cornstarch. Now, what you're going to do is you're going to pour those mashed potatoes, well, you're going to spread those mashed potatoes on top, and you're going to bake in a preheated oven at 375 degrees for 45 minutes or until done, until those potatoes are brown. Now, I served my king of the jungle his, and he just just like March, he was able to sleep like a lamb without having me have to kill cellulite. Because Lord knows, the Lord is my shepherd. He knows that I like to eat.
Wow, that was a pretty in-depth recipe, Donna.
It was.
You're going to have to send it to us.
You are going to have to send it to us. Exactly.
Right,
I couldn't
enough.
Keep up with you.
I'm going to tell you about nutritional yeast. Nutritional yeast is a great source of protein. It has 8 grams of protein. It's only 45 calories.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And if you use 2 tablespoons, it's 8 grams of protein with 45 calories. Now, that's what I put in there. But I also used it today because y'all know I'm trying to get it right and get it tight. What I did with that nutritional yeast is I took a avocado, half of avocado, and 2 tablespoons of that nutritional yeast. I stirred it up and put it on toast because, you know, I'm trying to get my muscle definition.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about coconut sugar? You mentioned that.
I was going to ask about that, too. I never heard of coconut sugar.
You never heard of coconut sugar?
No.
BJ's.
What?
I got a whole big container of coconut sugar. Now,
in BJ's, coconut, she said.
Yeah, I went to BJ's and got it. It's called palm sugar, coconut sugar. Coconut sugar is low. It has no empty calories in it because it has what it has in it. It has zinc and potassium and things.
Oh,
you didn't know about coconut sugar?
I did not.
Yeah,
I learned something.
Coconut sugar.
Wow.
I use it all the time, and it helps your glycemic index lower.
It's a low glycemic sugar.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. See, yep. You know about it.
I
you
do.
Tell them about
I knew
coconut?
Steve would.
You know, I got coconuts here too. You know, when I put some sugar on it for my baby.
It's becoming more popular with the popularity of coconut oil. There's a whole new market out there.
And coconut milk. I use, and I've even got me some coconut flour because I'll make me some pancakes with
it. That's right. Mm. Yep.
So, and it's sweet. I mean, it tastes like
it's sweet.
Sugar.
It's not sweet like white sugar, but it's sweet.
I did it on my sweet potatoes. What I did was I did white sweet potatoes for my shepherd's pie because I wanted a healthier. I want a healthier alternative because I'm trying to get it right and get it tight. So I used a white sweet potato that I got at the Newark Farmers Market, and then I just used 3 tablespoons of coconut sugar and all the spices, and I blended it up. And I made me a shepherd's pie.
Wow. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, and the veggies and all that. So, you know, Donna, because, you know, March is coming, March Madness, and I got to get it right.
You know, you said you were talking at the beginning of Ides of March. Yeah. That's my birthday.
It is.
It is. March 15th.
It's the 22nd, right?
15th.
Oh, the 15th. Okay,
yep.
March 15th.
It's Ides of March. It's my birthday.
Oh, you Julius, you know, ain't nobody gonna A2 you, Brutus. I'm not like that, Tracy. I'm not gonna dog you out. We homies, cause you know Brutus turned on Caesar, but I ain't gonna turn on y'all. Don't turn on Donna, and Donna won't turn on y'all. I don't want no
clearly A2, no ugly attitudes. So I'm gonna make 2 signs for my kitchen. One of them's for my boys. It's gonna say I don't do ugly attitudes. And the other one is going to be for me. It's going to say, get it right and get it tight.
There you
get
go.
It right, get it tight, get it
I
right,
I like that.
I'm going to put that one on the fridge.
Wait. Don needs to put all her sayings in a book so she can get it paid. You don't know.
That's right.
We're at the end of our segment, Don. Oh, there you go.
And food is forgiven. And just like the good shepherd that leads his sheep and leads me to get in great shape to greener pasture, I wish y'all all who are going to have some March Madness, don't worry about it because Donna's got your shepherd pie that's going to take you straight to the sky. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.
We'll be right back.